أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنه كان يقول سفيهنا على الله شططا، وأنا ظننا أن لن تقول الإنس والجن على الله كذبا، وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا، وأنهم ظنوا كما ظننتم أن لن يبعث الله أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to relate the speech of the jinnat, and they say, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا, that the foolish amongst us spoke excessive lies upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in that they ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they committed shirk, and they did everything that they were not supposed to do, and then they ascribed all that to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now with regards to jinnat, we know that predominantly that they are made from fire, like how insan predominantly is made from earth. But besides that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also given them the faculty of intelligence. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also given them physical strength that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given them. They also marry, they also procreate, and much of them is like that of insan. The difference obviously is that they cannot be seen, and insan is seen, we cannot become invisible. Together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also given them far exceeding life. In other words, many of them had exceedingly long lives. As the Sayyid ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated, that the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once was going past a place and he saw this jinn performing salat, obviously facing the Qibla, and he had a cloak, what we will call a jubbah, on, and that jubbah was amazingly attractive. So when he saw the attractiveness of this jubbah, obviously his eyes fell and it latched onto this cloak. So when this jinn observed that this person is looking at him, he asked him that, are you amazed, are you attracted to this jubbah of mine? He responded in the positive. So he said, my brother, let me tell you something, that for 700 years I've got this jubbah on. Now that'll give us some idea of the lifespan of his. With the same jubbah, I had met the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and again with the same jubbah on, I met the Nabi of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I am amongst those people, those jinn, about whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Al-Jinn. In other words, I was amongst those that heard the recitation of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa anna dhananna an lan taqula al-insu wal-jinnu 'ala Allahi kadhiba, and certainly we did not think, we didn't have this thought also, أَلَّنْ تَقُولَ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, that men and jinn will never speak against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this was something that man spoke about, jinn spoke about, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا, and certainly the rijal, the men from amongst insan, the men from amongst mankind, ya'udhuna bi rijalin min al-jinn, they sought refuge from the men of the jinn, fazaduhum rahaqa, and that increased the haughtiness of the jinnat. Now this was one habit that when the Arabs would travel, even before the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, coming into the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they would travel the desert, we would understand that there were many, many dangers that they would face. And amongst one of the dangers that they thought that they would face, and perhaps they would have had those experiences, is that when they would spend the night in some place, they always had the fear that the jinnat will overpower them. So they would make one dua, and they would seek refuge, but not a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would say, أَعُوذُ بِعَذِيزِ هَذَا الْوَادِ مِنْ سُفَهَاءِ قَوْمِهِ, that I seek refuge from the leader of this valley. In other words, from the leader of the jinnat of this valley, مِنْ سُفَهَاءِ قَوْمِهِ, from the foolish of his people. And then they used to sleep, and their own experience taught them that they were safe. But there was one particular person, Rafi ibn Umair. Rafi ibn Umair one night traveled the distance through the desert, and he came to this particular place. He had no other option but to rest, to sleep at night. And he also made this similar dua of protection, seeking the protection of the leaders of the jinnat. And when he went to sleep, in his sleep he sees a dream of a person coming with a dagger or a sword, trying to attack his camel. So he gets up, he looks at his camel, and he sees everything is normal. He goes back to sleep. The second he go, when he sleeps again, he once again he gets the same dream that this person is attacking his camel with this dagger or sword. So he gets up, but now he sees his camel is shivering. The third time he sees the same dream, and when he gets up, he sees that the camel is absolutely traumatized. And then he sees a person telling the man that he had seen in the dream, now in reality, that here are three zebras. Why don't you take one of these zebras and leave the camel of this person? And then Rafi ibn Umay says that the man then addressed me, and he said that I should never seek refuge of the leaders of the jinnat, but I should rather seek refuge and say, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ Muhammad, seek refuge from the Rabb of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ هَوْلِ هَذَا الْوَادِ, from the difficulties of the valley. So Rafi ibn Umayr says, I asked this person, who is this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he replied that he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is now in Yathrib, that is Medina Munawwara. So Rafi ibn Umayr says, I slept a little and I got up, and then I raced towards Medina Munawwara with my camel. And when I came and I inquired about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that who is this Muhammad, I was ushered into the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiles, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives me the entire detail of my dream, and hence I took the shahadat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to this, that the jinnat was such that man would seek refuge from the jinnat, or in the jinnat, they should seek the protection of the jinnat, and this made the jinnat more and more haughty, more and more arrogant. وَأَنَّهُمْ ظَنُّوا كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ, and certainly they thought like how you had thought, أَلَّيْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would not resurrect anyone on the day of Qiyamah, that there will be no accountability on the day of Qiyamah. And the result of it was that they remained on the kufr, they remained in the arrogance and the disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.